Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. We're going to rock your world. I have stylist Jasmine Whitley with me today.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi, Dr. K.
Well, introduce yourself. Tell us what you do.
So I'm a celebrity wardrobe stylist, and I style a lot of young Hollywood for red carpet events, editorial photo shoots, music videos, all kinds of things.
Amazing. You guys have seen her work. I know you have. All of the really trendy, hippest, adorable kids are wearing your stuff. Not just kids, but, you know, the ones that are...
Yeah, like starting at teens all the way up to 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, depending, you know, on who gives me a call. I'm freelance, so I work with a lot of different types of people.
Including me. She styled me for my Vegas lectures, and it was the cutest dress. I think I got a lot of attention when I walked in the room. Short, black, plunging, sparkly, but so sophisticated.
You stole the show in that little number. That was by Elliot, an Australian designer. You looked phenomenal.
Amazing. You have to tell me how to spell that so I can tag them.
Yes.
Well, since you're here, and we just did gorgeous lips for her, you guys will have to check out her page to check out her lips. What's your Instagram page?
My Instagram is Jasmine Whitley, and so is like everything else on social media.
YouTube channel, so fun. Her closet raids are amazing. I wanted to probe your brain on the hottest summer trends. I saw you come in here with the cutest Coach pillow purse with cherries attached. Is cherry trending this summer?
Cherries are very much trending. Cherry nail art, cherry print, cherry all things cherry are very big right now. Also, the Coach bag is kind of making a comeback. I know for a while it was on the outs, but I think that their new marketing campaign has been fantastic, and it's definitely a summer trend.
So cute. Like Tom Ford's new fragrance, Lost My Cherry. Someone told me they were wearing it yesterday. Smells great.
Love Tom Ford everything.
Love it. What else is trending in terms of like bathing suit styles or shoes or sandals?
So for summer trends, I would say knits are a huge one. We're seeing like a lot of little crochet, little like knit cardigans. That's been a big one. Knit sets. I can't speak today. My lips are swollen. That's why. knits are huge for summer, and sets are still really big. I feel like that's an easy kind of throw on and go. You don't have to think about it too much because you have the top, you have the bottom, and you're just like off on your way for like a fun beach day. That's like a big one these days. What else? I'm like on the spot. I'm trying to think.
I know. Okay, what about evening wear? Are people wearing more long flowy pants, short dresses?
I'm seeing a lot of cutouts. Mm. So backless, cutouts at the waist, little like cutouts at the neckline. That's been huge for summer. Same with neon, like bright colors have still been like very big.
I feel that is a trend because whenever you're feeling down or low energy or all COVID-y, the color is what changes everything. Like having, I put on a colored mask because I feel like half my face is hidden, and that's one way of expressing myself.
Yeah, definitely. Colors and prints are like very, very big for this summer, even though I'm always in all black because it's slimming. It's my vibe. But color on everything for sure, even accessories. Like I've been seeing a lot of bright heels, especially like bright pumps have been a huge thing for summer.
When we were in Vegas, hot pink was everywhere. The conference hall, every speaker, like lots of the exhibitors, people wearing hot pink heels, jackets, full suits.
Yeah. Suit sets and, sorry, oh my gosh, the oversized blazer has been huge. Mm. That's been a big trend. It's very much the Hailey Bieber, like, model off duty style.
Yeah.
The fresh face, like, blazer, hair, and, like, a top knot. That's very much, like, summer 2022.
I love that. I am, as I age, becoming more and more like Steve Jobs, where I just want to wear, like, black pants and a black turtleneck all day, every day, and have 10 of them, 20
Honestly,
of them.
I don't think that's a bad thing. I think they say, like, successful people have like a uniform that they just go to. That way they don't have to waste time thinking about what they're going to wear in the morning.
Uh-huh.
It's a thing. I think that it's like...
Sorry for the ambulance, but this is real life. So just ignore that.
We're here on a busy street. But yeah, that's actually not a bad thing. Whenever I'm running around and working, I'm always in the same type of thing. But when we get dressed up and go out, that's when we like to like turn it up, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. Black scrubs every day, like Monday to Friday, is so easy, and I just change my earrings or my lipstick color. But then on Saturday, Sunday, I have like all this dilemma of like, there's too many choices in my closet. Now what do I wear? I'm just going to wear black leggings.
I know. I keep saying this, but we need to film for YouTube and we need to go through your closet.
You'd be horrified at my closet. It's like packed to the rim.
We'll do a whole closet audit and just get rid of like everything.
Would you come over? Yeah. Really?
No, 100%.
Because now I've lost a lot of weight. First, I was like, I'm keeping it till I lose my 15 pounds. Now I've lost the 15 pounds. That's You're how I tiny. Fit into your dress.
So tiny. You look amazing.
But now I feel like, are you the person who told me? I think once you told me that you can't dress. You can tell when someone's old because they are wearing the clothes from the decade where they felt the youngest. And they just stay in those outfits. So, like, the 80s outfits are just persistent, or the 90s.
Yeah, 100%. I think a lot of times people are afraid of going out of the comfort zone and wearing what's, like, trendy, or they may not know what's trending. And so they go with, like, what was originally trending, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's very true. But I think that we can definitely, like, freshen up your wardrobe and elevate your style and just throw in some fun, trendy pieces in the mix.
I love that idea. And every time I go lecture, actually, because I love vibrant, bright jewel tones, but then I feel like, okay, I already wore a bright blue dress and then I wore a bright green. And it's like you're wearing the same thing over and over. So it's hard to mix it up. It really
is. I know. We can definitely, we'll throw some things in your rotation that you don't typically do. I would love to see you in like a cute little set that maybe is like printed because you're always in solid colors. True. Maybe we'll do something with like a fun print. The retro print is really big right now. So anything like marbled that looks kind of 60s is big.
How's houndstooth?
Classic.
Checkered.
Classic. Yeah. Classic. Yeah.
What does today's businesswoman wear?
I would say the power suit still, like, timeless, but, like, maybe just with, like, an elevated, like, modern cut to it, like a different silhouette that's more tailored and more fitted. People wear more sexy now, so maybe before it would be, like, a little bit looser. Now it's more, like, tight and fitted and cropped.
Yeah. Italiano.
Yeah.
Hugs the curves.
Yeah.
What are three pieces that every woman must have in their wardrobe?
Ooh, okay. Little black dress, of course. Classic. Because if you're going on date night, you're going out, you need to throw it on. Little black dress is one. I would say number two would be a killer pair of blue jeans. Like, a good, like, denim moment. Maybe, like, a Levi 501. And then I think a leather jacket.
Yeah, that's true. Every woman needs that.
Yeah.
So true. And any favorite brands that are trending for shoes or purses at the moment? I always feel like you go to these shops and then everybody gets that one bag that was trending. Everybody's wearing Cartier now. Now what's next?
Yeah, I feel like Prada has been like at the top, at the forefront. Everyone's wanting like the Prada loafers, the little Prada shoulder bags. Shoulder bags for accessories are huge right now. Like before it was crossbody, now crossbody's out and shoulder bags are in. And same with platforms. They're making a huge comeback. So like the thick heel, the thick platform heel.
That's right, because after COVID, we don't want to wear high heels anymore. Like, Louboutins are beautiful, but not wearable.
Not comfy, cozy. Platforms are definitely more walkable. Yeah.
There you have it, guys. That is everything you need to know in a snippet. Can't wait to hear about the fall recommendations. We should do another podcast for the fall.
We have to, and we have to go through your closet. Yeah. I'm so serious about it.
I'm slightly horrified, but and I'm the kind of person that hides money in my pockets and random hiding places, and I forget about it. So we'll have fun.
Hidden treasures in Dr. K's closet.
Literally. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find my good friend Jasmine and tell me your handles again.
So I'm Jasmine Whitley across all social. My YouTube is Closet Raid and TikTok is Jasmine Whitley XO, but Jasmine Whitley, you'll find me.
There you go. Check her out. And don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with the hottest faces in Hollywood and dressing them up with Jasmine. And stay tuned for more fashion fun and fitness ideas. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.